Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Could some major AEW names be considering life beyond All Elite? Plus, New Japan Pro Wrestling faces a fresh COVID crisis and a released WWE team reunites at WrestleCade. For Monday, November the 29th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes have contracts coming up soon with AEW, and they, like some others within the promotion, may be considering their options. This comes from Wade Keller of Pro Wrestling Torch, who says, "There are people I've talked to in AEW who are looking at their contracts and wondering what their deal is going to be next time, when their first deals come up, and how much leverage they're going to have with WWE or New Japan or GCW or the indie scene as an option to book yourself. It's going to be interesting to watch. I have heard the intent and the hope is that Cody and Kenny come to deals. There's not signs that any of them want to leave or are disgruntled to the point they shouldn't be able to come to an extension, but I don't know the situation. Recently, the Young Bucks re-signed with AEW. That will see them partying with the company until 2024. And from there, who knows? Cody and Kenny may be having some similar conversations at the moment. Whilst it is pretty much the bookies' favourite that they will stay and continue on with All Elite Wrestling, they, among others who signed at the very beginning of AEW, it wouldn't hurt them to see how good their stock is around the wrestling landscape. New Japan Pro Wrestling faces a fresh COVID crisis today as they are planning to shut their borders at midnight tonight to foreigners in order to prevent the spread of the Omicron variant of coronavirus. Japan joined Israel in imposing some of the strictest border controls since the variant's discovery in South Africa. This comes from Reuters, who say that Japan will bar entry to foreigners from midnight tonight, and Japanese returnees from a number of specified nations would have to quarantine in designated facilities. Prime Minister Fumiko Kishida told reporters earlier on, "These are temporary, exceptional measures that we are taking for safety's sake until there is clearer information about the Omicron variant." Wrestle Kingdom Night 2 is set to feature Will Ospreay facing the IWGP champion, whomever that may be, following the match between Tagaki and Okada on night one. Now, New Japan have put out no statements to say at time of recording that there are changes to any lineups, but with these restrictions coming in, you have to believe there are currently some conversations that may change the shape, not just of New Japan shows for the forthcoming, but also Wrestle Kingdom nights 1, 2, and 3. Because if there is quarantine that has to be taken, that is, you know, quarantining for Wrestle Kingdom week, which is the first week in January, you know, just the week after Christmas, this may change some things. But of course, when we know more about it, you'll know more at cultaholic.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
We have an update this morning on an injured SmackDown star as Bayley took to Twitter over the weekend, sharing a photo, a very lovely photo, shows her walking on crutches down an alleyway with a bright light shining in the distance. It's a very striking image that's been taken. No caption included. You can draw your own conclusions from what you're seeing there. Bayley suffered an injury during training back in July and was told it would be roughly 9 months to recover from it. This estimates her return to take place in April of next year. Obviously, we continue to wish Bayley a full and speedy recovery. John Morrison has broken his silence on his release from WWE. He posted a 4-minute video on Instagram acknowledging his release, thanking fans, and indicating that he is not done with the world of pro wrestling. He confirmed that he was released, saying he got the call from John Laurinaitis. However, he's saying that his services were no longer required, but however did not get wished good luck in his future endeavours. He was quite upset by that. He was grateful for having reconnected with old friends during his latest WWE run and said that he learned that it's not the stuff that people go to see pro wrestling for, it's the stories. Morrison closes the video with, "The great thing about being a storyteller is when one chapter ends, another begins." He wrote on Twitter, "To everyone who took part in my journey into the amazing world of professional wrestling, thank you for enhancing my life water." He's not done with wrestling yet, though, don't worry. Mark Henry was on Busted Open Radio, as he's wont to do, and he was talking about that incredible promo between CM Punk and MJF, the one that saw the less famous Miz line dropped on the feet of MJF. And Henry says, "I was so unbelievably amazed. I started off at the monitor. I'm sitting at the monitor and there's 30 wrestlers sitting around that area and everybody is popping. If you're popping wrestlers, you're doing something in your life. You won. I had to get up, walk out to the crowd to feel it because that's why people go to wrestling. I can't think of anything that is remotely close. Even as good as the matches that we've seen on AEW, as good as the matches that we've seen on WWE programming, all of the elite wrestling that we've seen across the board in Impact, I have not seen a match that's entertained me as much as that promo." High praise from the world's strongest man for CM Punk and MJF's work on Dynamite. Edge returns to Monday Night Raw tonight, and he is looking to start a new rivalry, a new feud, a new challenge. He said on Twitter, "On my way to Raw, gonna do a poll. Brand new landscape, so who do I challenge next? My pollsters, who I am paying with Snickers and Dragon's Blood, will make sure to get me the results and begin." Incidentally, his wife, Beth Phoenix, responded with a gif of Finn Balor, which is a lovely idea. Balor is in action tonight on Monday Night Raw. He will be facing Seth Rollins in a match that never quite got started. They'll start it tonight. Meanwhile, the other match announced for Raw is Kevin Owens facing the WWE champion Big E. And E had some stuff to say about AEW when he was a guest on the Illuminati. He said, "I know from a fan's perspective, a lot of people would prefer that I come in here and trash talk everyone in AEW and stir the pot, but that's not my style. I think it forces us to raise our game. If you watch their shows and you see rabid fans and people losing their minds and people loving these shows, it should make us say, yo, we want to be dominating them. We want to step our game up. We want to put on the better show." I think it's just also very good that we have men and women who may not fit here in WWE, who may not want to, whatever it is, but now they have a place that they can go, and they can wrestle, and they can make money, they can live their dream, they can be on TV. So I think that's great. Positivity from the WWE champion, Big E. And we saw a popular WWE team reuniting at WrestleCade this past weekend as Braun Strowman, now real name Adam Scheer, was in attendance and got to watch his former Wyatt family brother, Eric Redbeard, formerly Eric Rowan, doing his thing. They even had a moment where they got to hang out together again. The Wyatt family reuniting at WrestleCade. There's a lovely photo that shows, one, Braun Strowman is looking in great condition at the moment, and two, Eric Redbeard's not a million miles shorter than Braun Strowman is. They're relatively the same height. They're both beasts. Good to see the Wyatt family hanging out together over the weekend, no doubt sharing stories of Brody Lee. That's the nice thing to see. Other WrestleCade moments included Jay Lethal reprising his Black Machismo persona, defeating Matt Cardona. Cardona got a guitar shot from Jeff Jarrett as well. It was a throwback match. Plus, Matt Hardy beat the former Enzo Amore. And we saw Malakai Black and Buddy Matthews having a banger in the main event. On the Cultaholic podcast feed today, it is a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review, as Jackins and myself are watching every episode of Monday Night Raw from the very beginning to its bitter end or ours. Check out the brand new episode on the podcast feed later on. Coming up this week on the podcast feed as well, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps ahead of his main event match at Ring of Honor Final Battle. I'm in conversation with the number one contender to the ROH Championship, Jonathan Gresham. We talk all about his journey to get into wrestling, how wrestling saved his life in a way. We'll talk about that. It gets a bit deep at one point. And of course, we've got to talk about Terminus, the promotion that he's getting started. We'll talk all about that and many other things on Desert Island Graps this Wednesday with Jonathan Gresham. And I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.